It is Seeds of Success Day, a look at leaders in the local agricultural sector, brought to you by Sunderland Co-op, Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture, and McQuaid's Country Market. Paul Rellinger had the opportunity to catch up with Janet Dawson, who helps run Indian River Acres. Here's how that conversation sounded.
The farm has been in my family for three generations. And so it was purchased by my grandfather in 1954. And it was it's traditionally been a beef farm. I grew up here with beef cattle. And when Kevin and I purchased the farm in 2010, that's when we started vegetables and field crops.
Talk to me about that decision to get into field crops and vegetables. Obviously something you're passionate about and wanted to do right away.
Yeah, we really didn't know what kind of farming we wanted to get into. The farm had been not used for cattle for a couple of years, so we kind of had a blank slate to decide what we wanted to get into. And we do very much enjoy gardening and growing food. So we started very small. We put in 2 acres of sweet corn just to see how it would grow on our property. And now we've grown into about 22 acres of vegetables, and we use about 50 acres to rotate field crops through the vegetable through our vegetable system. So we do a 5-year crop rotation system. So it was really an interesting decision to go into growing food. And I don't think we ever thought we would be the size that we are today. Still a small farm, still considered a small farm, but much bigger than we had anticipated, but enjoying every minute of it.
Let's talk about the farm itself. What do you grow and what do you kind of specialize in?
Well, we started with sweet corn and started growing sweet corn and just had that, iconic, just sweet corn stand on the side of the road. But as people started coming and purchasing and talking to us about food and what they could and couldn't get available at the grocery store, we started adding. So everything that we've added has been on a request basis. We now grow garlic. We have a number of varieties of garlic that we grow so that people can get mild garlic, medium garlic, hot garlic, whatever variety you would like. We expanded into pumpkins as well. So we do all the fall decor, pumpkins, squash, gourds, corn stalks. But in the summertime, we try to offer as much as we can that we grow on our own farm. And so along with the sweet corn, we're finding quite a demand for beans, a variety of different beans. We also grow beets, potatoes, tomatoes. We have zucchini, and now we're getting into pickling items. Lots of picklers in our region. And so we do pickling cucumbers, and pickling packages are very popular with dill and garlic, and everything is grown right on our property. So people really enjoy that.
Another endless list, as you well know, are challenges to farmers, and especially crop farming. You got to stay on top of that stuff, right?
The planting conditions, particularly this past year, through all the different bouts of rain, was very challenging. And you don't want to have sellout days. Sellout days are hard to manage. People come with expectations and they leave without their product. But sellout days are more probable. For example, we were out of beans for a particular busy weekend this summer, but that was when we had a massive rainfall in May and we had washouts and all the little seeds that we had planted had washed out. We also have, I would say, labor challenges. There does seem to be a lack of interest to come and work on a farm. I think it has, I think it has hard work written all over it, but it is also very rewarding work. I think that there needs that kind of challenge can be balanced with programs that get people more out onto the farm to show that it is actually really rewarding work to work outside and harvest food and sell food. And people are so happy to get good food.
Listen, Janet, thank you so much. And I'm sure our paths will cross again, but I really appreciate you making the time for this.
No problem, Paul. Great to talk to you.